Blog Talk Radio. Tell them to plan's always been unified. Yeah. We all fall short, it's just you and God. To me, this song is more than lying. Yeah. Cause I could've died like four times. But I didn't, so I know there's a plan. Differences this time. Take the law by the hand, deviate no man. Not part of the program. Now please don't stand and tell them we all can.
Thank you. I remember Christmas shopping at the dollar store, staring at my mom like, I wish I could buy you more. Things happen for a reason, that's just what they say. And if you never chase the dreams, then don't run away. Aim high, never be a chaser. My family never hears goodbyes, only see you later. Working at my old job, going up the elevator, just to tell my boss I quit. I never thought that I would say it. A couple years ago, I said I'll never go to church. But look at me now, it's kind of funny how it works. I guess it's being human, we all go through it. The only way you live life is when you start to move. Just a young boy trying to find a way. Has become a plane. Been traveling so much, the pilots know a name. In Metropolis, so looking for my lowest lane. If I was married to my last girl, I'd probably be divorced. I never had a choice, we always had to win. We treated school like church, and we never win. My mom said, is it too much to have you graduate? It's not like I'm asking you to be the president. I'm trying to find a girl who loves me for me. Might take her back to 94 and rock some Wallabies. Suburban kids listening to Wu-Tang, explaining to my parents like I'm flying out in 2 days. I'm standing on my desk like a deaf poet, and if you love someone, tell them or they'll never notice. I never go with trends, I just try to make them. I'm a misfit till I die, and I'm never changing. Just a young boy trying to find a way.
Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All right. Let's get into the devotional for today. It's brought to you by First 15. It's called An Unveiled Lifestyle. Living an unveiled lifestyle is a way in which we experience the fullness of what's available to us in our restored relationship with God. It's a powerful lifestyle of faith, direct encounters with our Heavenly Father, and a life transformation. It's when we live our lives in the light of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus that we begin to experience all His death was purposed to bring us. God longs for His children to walk in intimacy with Him, directly connected to His wellspring and love for us. May you experience a more tangible, loving, and powerful connection with your Heavenly Father this week. By the grace of God, the veil was represented our sin, and shame has been replaced with shameless, limitless, and face-to-face encounters with our Heavenly Father, Scripture says. Since we have such a hope, we are bold, like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites may not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened. For to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, and the same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over the hearts, but when it turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord there is freedom. And we all with unveiled face beholding the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is in the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 18. God longs for us to live an unveiled lifestyle. He longs for us to behold His glory and be transformed into the same image in the reflection of the glorious Son Jesus. The idea of looking like Jesus used to seem utterly impossible. How could I ever look anything like Jesus? In my sin and shame, how could I ever resemble the perfect, sinless Son of God? But God has an enjoyable, perfect process by which He transforms us. And as we seek out all that God has for us, an unveiled lifestyle, God longs to renew our minds to His plans, to our transformation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it's clear that beholding the glory of the Lord, we are transformed. Just as Moses went to the tent of meeting and came out with his face shining. We are to go into our own tent of meeting and come out having met with God with unveiled face. Allow the truth of the Scripture to define what spending time with God is meant to look like for you. So when we spend time alone with God, the Holy Spirit longs to lead us into direct, tangible, and transformative encounters with the glory of God. Christian spirituality is all about direct connection with our Heavenly Father and not about engaging in religious practices just because we feel we should. The death of Christ has made unveiled encounters with God completely available to you whenever, wherever we enter our tent of meeting and close with Christ, washed completely clean of our sin by the power of His blood. And 2 Corinthians 3:18 also makes it clear that when we see God's glory, we are transformed into the same image, the image of Jesus. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them." God's intention was always for us to represent Him well. When sin entered our humanity, that image became grossly distorted. But through the death of Jesus and encounters with our Heavenly Father, that image is being restored. We can now be reflections of God to a world that is desperately searching in a relationship with its Creator. We now bear the image of one who has saved and redeemed us. Living an unveiled lifestyle is simply encountering our Heavenly Father and living our lives as a response to His love for us. Every encounter with God changes us and makes us more like Him. Every taste of His presence fills us with His love and equips us to love others. To live an unveiled lifestyle is to experience the abundant life Jesus came to bring us. May you behold the glory of your Heavenly Father and be a reflection of His love to a lost and dying world today. So spend time in prayer practicing what 2 Corinthians describes for us and beholding and being transformed by the glory of God. Meditate on the availability for your encounter with God face-to-face unveiled. 2 Corinthians 3:16, "But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed." Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the tangible presence of your Heavenly Father. Ask God to make his nearness known to you. Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Exodus 33:14, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. So spend time in God's presence being transformed by his love. Ask the Holy Spirit to make you more like Jesus. Ask God to reveal himself in a way that would mold and shape you into his likeness. In Romans 8:29, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to his image of the Son, in order that he might be firstborn among many brothers. So how incredible is our God that he would make transformation such an accessible and enjoyable process. Fully letting go of our sin and shame is difficult to be sure, but the depth of grace, love, and relationship he offers us in return makes it all worthwhile. Allow God to continue to heal any areas of your life where you feel brokenness and shame. Open your heart to him and completely today in faith, and allow him to create in you a new foundation on which you can live freely and healed. I highly suggest that you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Amen. Now this brings us into, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up and down? Are you, maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from anxiety such as and depression, and maybe you suffer from something so much worse, such as addiction to alcohol and drugs, okay, pornography, okay, overeating, gambling, whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I graciously receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you to the family of God. And we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we'd like you to call in area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I don't see any callers, so let's play some music.
We have to change.
got some callers. Okay. Let's take some callers. 111. Okay. Well, that's all the callers. Okay. So, oh, wait a minute. Well, we got three more. Let's see.
Oh.
111.
Kenny.
Yeah, what's up, Don?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
I'm good, brother. Hey, I had a question. I'm looking into putting some money down on the fight this weekend, and I wanted to get your opinion on McGregor Poirier 3, brother. Who do you think? Who you got in the fight?
Oh, man, I don't know. To tell you the truth. Oh.
Kenny, you can't hedge,
okay,
brother. I need your expertise, man. Well, Kenny, think about it.
McGregor's getting kind of old.
Oh, no, Kenny. So you picking Dustin?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, it could be a good fight either way.
Amen. Amen. All right, brother. Well, can I stay on the line? I think a couple of my friends are going to call in. I think Bo might be calling in.
Yeah, sure. You can stay on the line.
Thanks, brother.
All right. One.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. 111.
Shalom.
Oh. 111.
Kenny, what is up,
boss? There he is.
What's up, boss?
Hey, well, so you're not a McGregor fan?
Well, I was, you know what I'm saying, but he's, like I said, he's getting kind of old, though.
Well, I mean, but he's like 28, 29. I mean, he's in his prime.
That's true. He is in his prime, Kenny. Kenny, I'm not asking you to, like, give me the world secrets, man. I'm just asking you for a prediction, brother.
Well, I think McGregor will probably take it.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so I'll put all my monies on Dustin Poirier. Thank you, Kenny. You the man.
Okay.
Well,
how you doing,
Kenny? What have you been up to, man? It's been a while.
Nothing much. Just doing shows.
Doing like what kind of show? Like what kind of shows we talking about?
Blog Talk.
No, oh, okay. Well, Tony F is doing drag shows again, correct? Or is he still retired? Or
no, he ain't doing drag shows. He went to a pageant and judged a charity event.
Okay, he's judging again. Okay, well that's good. Well, there was these like pictures like being tossed around like with him in a bikini. Like, has he ever, like, been in a pageant in a bikini before? Or?
No.
Okay. Well, I said no. I just saw the pictures, and it looked a lot like him.
No.
So, Kenny, how are you, brother? Have you, did you have a good July 4th, brother?
Yeah, I just stayed home.
What, did y'all, like, shoot fireworks or have a pool party or?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Well, is the pool, like, up to, like, do y'all still swim and stuff in the pool or?
Oh, yeah, we still swim.
Skinny
dip. Did somebody do number two in the pool, Kenny, and that's why you couldn't have a pool party?
No.
Okay. I was just asking.
We don't
serve Kenny, do you have any plans for the rest of the summer, brother? I mean, you going anywhere, getting a vacation, anything?
No, not that I know.
Amen. Well,
I mean, well, that's not it. Like, you're not even going, like, you can at least, like, go to the Alamo or, you know, go to a fireworks show or something. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
When's the last time you got out?
It's been a while.
Well, I mean, like, how long?
Maybe a month.
Wait. What did you do a month ago?
Nothing much.
Well, I mean,
you sound frustrated, brother. You all right?
Did you get wild, or did you go to a club? What'd you do?
No, nothing. I just went walking.
Where'd you walk to? You just randomly, like, walk down the block, or, like, where'd you walk to?
Yeah, just where I randomly walk in the block.
So you were, like, a street walker, correct?
No, I wasn't a street walker.
It's what it sounded like, Kenny, because you were, like, randomly walking down the street, and you didn't have anywhere to go. I mean, you sounded like a streetwalker. I just didn't know.
Did you make any money? Did you make any money doing that, Kenny? Because that sounds like you could make some money. I know Farrell made money doing that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good way to make some side cash, I would guess.
Well,
Kenny, are you all right, brother? Kenny, are you all right? You sound very frustrated tonight. Are you okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, brother. All right. Sound a little perturbed tonight.
No.
Well, you got any more callers, Kenny? Is it just me and Bo for the evening?
I got some more callers. Let's see. Pick
them up.
Okay, 111.
Goodbye.
Okay, that's the end of the call.
Wow, Dickie Hopper is very, very devoted to you, Kenny. He is devoted to calling the show.
He is.
He must be your biggest fan.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Kenny, I heard a rumor that you were fixing up your trike to jump over the Haven for Hope for charity. Is that true?
No. No.
And you were doing it as Kenny Knievel?
Yeah.
No.
Kenny Knievel, that's what I heard.
Funny. That is funny.
No, I'm not doing that.
I mean, that'd be pretty impressive because Haven for Hope pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
And the trike, you know, that trike ain't seen any road work in a while, has it?
No.
Amen.
I would pay to see that for sure.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so how are you guys doing?
I'm good, brother. What was the? Yeah. I missed the sermon tonight. What was it on, Kenny?
Living an unveiled lifestyle.
Living an ungodly lifestyle?
No, an unveiled.
What is that? Can you break it down for me? I don't know what that means.
Well, basically,
seriously, Kenny,
you know how the veil was torn. Okay.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So living an unveiled lifestyle, okay, is basically living for God, okay,
okay,
that type of
Yeah. You're referring like to like the temple, like the veil of the temple was torn, or?
Yeah, well, that was that's part of it. But living an unveiled lifestyle, okay, is living openly for God.
Amen.
Amen.
Kenny, are you eating or something? It sounds like you got a Jersey. It sounds like you got a Jersey Mike sub in your mouth.
No.
Kenny, what you have for supper?
I had fried steak, green beans, and mashed potatoes.
Okay. Are we talking a TV dinner or like a legit like fried steak?
Oh, like your Salisbury steak. He had Salisbury steak, Kenny? That was big.
No, that's Salisbury steak. It's like a chicken fried steak.
Oh, that sounds good.
Well, who made it? Did Tony F. cook that for you, or did you make it for yourself, or?
Tony F. cooked it, and Victor.
Well, so he's the – oh, Victor? Well, who's the chef of the family? Is it Victor or Tony F., or who's the cook of the crew?
Tony.
Tony, okay.
He's a mighty good cook.
Chef du jour, brother. Amen.
What's your favorite thing that Tony F. cooks?
I would say
fish sticks.
The tacos.
Oh, taco. That's a little racist, Kenny. That's stereotypical, but okay.
That is true, Kenny. It's all right though, brother. The man makes a good taco. The man makes a good taco. I got to, I'm a fan of tacos myself. I mean, it doesn't top barbecue for me, but it's in the top five. You know what I'm saying, Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, you ever wash it down with a sweet malt liquor?
No.
Like a Colt 45 or a.
Yeah, man. Like, Ken, did you know, Bo? I don't know if you know this. Kenny's pops
Old
is
English.
Billy D. Williams.
Who did what?
Kenny's pops
Kenny.
Is Billy D. Williams. I swear to God, Kenny. Kenny, isn't his name Billy
Not
Williams?
Not Billy D. Williams, no.
Kenny,
no,
how
no,
could
Billy
you
Williams.
Have never, like, told us that? Wow. That's
It's
that's
true,
awesome.
Brother. I was shocked.
What?
I was shocked. Kenny got a light. Kenny got a lifetime supply of Colt 45 in his house, man. I might have to move in. Kenny, that's cool, man. I wish I had Billy D. Williams is smooth, brother. He like 80 years old. He's still getting trim, brother.
Well, Billy, you see, my stepdad, okay, Billy Williams, he died a long time ago.
What you so you're saying this is a clone Billy D. Williams that we're seeing? Kenny, I'm very confused.
No, and there's no Billy D. Williams, it's just Billy Williams.
Kenny, Billy D. Williams is in a lot of movies. You saying he didn't ever exist?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's not my pops.
Well, when did he die? I didn't even know he died.
He's dead, Kenny? Oh, Lord have mercy.
He was one of my favorite actors.
He was great in Star Wars, brother. Kenny, do you have a 111 caller?
No.
No? Johnny said he was on 111. Johnny Longfeather.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There's somebody pressing the wall.
Kenny, you just hung up on me, brother.
I didn't hang up on you.
Oh. Oh, I didn't hear. It sounded like I got hung. Okay, I'm sorry, Kenny. I'm sorry. Well, Longfeather said he's in the queue on a 111. I don't know. Maybe he didn't hit the one. Johnny, if you're in the queue, brother, hit the number one.
Okay, I see a number one here. Oh,
glory to God.
Please do. Kenny?
Okay, well, listen, guys.
Hello?
I'm going to say goodnight.
Hello?
Wait, no.
Hello?
Kenny, do not do this.
Hello?
Johnny,
yeah,
welcome to
tonight.
The show. Hello? No. Kenny, Johnny just joined the show. Come on now. One
Kenny,
you're
lying to
him.
Telling
please.
Him I wasn't there. I was there the whole time. Don't lie to them, Kenny.
Kenny, we in the
circle
of trust, brother.
Kenny, it's, I mean, you've got 25 more minutes of the show left. Why are you ending it all of
it? Good. Tired.
No, Kenny, that's a lie. Come on now, bud.
Kenny, I know you don't like Indians.
We're
old-time
friends.
Brother.
Don't do us
come
like
on,
that.
Man.
We go racist. Way back.
At least 10 years.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not tired.
Well, all right, well, let's hear from old-time friends like Johnny Longfeather for a few minutes on the show. Don't abruptly end the show.
He left the sweat lodge early to call, Kenny. Just let him talk, brother.
Johnny, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing okay. There's some alarming calls that came in earlier with, I think it was Dickie Hopper. Seems like after all these years, you'd be able to figure out a way to weed him out, so to speak. But he gets through. But, Ken, I had a serious question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. When's the last time you got that dick of yours wet?
Oh, hit it.
We're not talking about that.
I mean, it's a legitimate question. I mean,
it doesn't have to be with Tony. It could be with somebody else.
Kenny, I'll start.
No.
Earlier today, brother, I went balls deep. I mean, balls deep up in there. And it was great, brother. How about you? Kenny?
No, I haven't doing anything. Let's take Doug. First one, Kenny.
Kenny need his life preserver, brother.
Kenny, do not end the show. Change the subject. What would you like to talk about, Kenny? End your show. But what would you like to talk about? Anything. Just name the topic.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Doug, my boy, how are you doing?
Drunk kid fucker.
Shut up, Johnny. That wasn't me.
Doug, I'm glad you're alive and well, though. Like, honestly.
Hey, what's wrong with you guys, man?
Hand
what's
to God.
Wrong with you guys? What's wrong with you guys?
What do you mean, what's wrong with us?
Mental illness?
Doug, I was honestly worried.
This is Grover Longfeather.
Okay.
Oh, echo. Oh, why can't figure out who's the echo caller? This is Doug. DC2.
Hey, this is Asriel. This is Asriel.
Okay.
I'm not DC2. This is Asriel.
You're in a bad place.
I want to fuck you and the raccoon, Kenny.
Jealous. Ken, they said don't pick him up. They said don't pick him up, and you did. Look what happened.
Yeah, because I'm Johnny, and I'm just the coolest guy that does all
this.
No.
I want to fuck your asshole in the office.
I've never been cool. I've never said that.
This is Asriel.
Kenny, I want to suck your dick. Kenny.
I'm drinking Bud Light Seltzer.
Kenny, this is Doug. I want to suck your penis.
I don't drink gin anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, Ken, about that question, I asked you a serious question. Well, just ask Tony. What's Tony's answer? You don't have to answer it, Ken. What's Tony's answer?
What's Tony the question?
Well, what? Tony, what happened to Tony? Tony was right there.
Kenny,
do not end the show.
Daddy,
I love you.
Please, can I suck your apple?
I want to